Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. The number for you is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Inviting you on over to the website. You can enjoy the various features that we have there for you. They're completely free, unlike some of those other talk show hosts in the business that want to charge you, oh, I don't know, $5, $6, $7, $8 a month just to get access to their features. Ours, we give to you. And actually, you get to control the content of the website. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com, sign up for a free account, and then you can submit things to the site, like maybe a useful YouTube video or news item or blog post, something you think that our listeners will enjoy. It doesn't have to be useful. It can be fun. But whatever you think the Free Talk Live audience would enjoy seeing, you can submit it as show prep, and then others get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So, this weekend, I was moved, I have to say. And it's pretty tough to be moved by a politician. But if there's one guy that can do it, it's Ron Paul. And I was over with Jason Talley from Talley.tv, and he showed me and some other folks the highlights from the debate this past weekend. Now, Julia, did you get a chance to see any of this?
Yes.
So you saw the whole debate, or just the excerpts for Ron Paul?
Just the Ron Paul.
Me too. I couldn't possibly watch the whole debate. I wouldn't be able to stomach those other fools.
No.
But I've seen every single Ron Paul debate highlight clips that has come out. And there have been a lot of debates. I don't know how many so far. It seems like close to 10, but I'm not sure. Maybe 8. I certainly have lost track. And he's getting better every single time. He really is. I think he's kind of warming up to this whole debate thing. Because some of my earlier critique of Ron, and not just my critique, but others' critique of him and his performance at the debates, was that he's just been too demure, too shy, too nice to the other candidates. You know, he wouldn't speak up for himself. He wouldn't, maybe raise his hand to try to get a second statement or like a rebuttal kind of response. And he was just being too gentlemanly. And he is a gentlemanly kind of guy. He's just a nice guy.
He makes me smile.
He's just so kind.
When he talks, what I noticed about it that I thought was kind of funny is he makes some jokes. Like, there are some funny moments in the debate, or at least the highlights from him that make you smile. Mm. And he's so smiley himself that, like, I caught myself a couple times, like, smiling, and it was like, wow, a politician is making me smile. Yeah. That's amusing. But I thought it was also funny that one of the other guys, don't know which one, they all look the same to me, said that whenever they go to the debates that the only people with signs are Ron Paul signs.
Right, there's a part where they give him props.
Yeah,
and I didn't expect.
There was a lot of cheering also. Pretty much everything Ron Paul said, like, I heard a lot of cheering,
yeah.
And it was nice. It was heartwarming.
It really was. And as somebody who's been watching kind of the national scene for the last decade or so, as long as I've been an adult, maybe a decade and a half, it's great to see this happen. Finally, to see somebody who loves the ideas of freedom in a national debate and really just wiping the floor with the other candidates, which is what the person who is of a liberty perspective should do. I never really believed I would see something like this, but I did, and I felt so great about what Ron Paul accomplished on this stage. Which, by the way, there's news today that this ABC debate was was it the most watched debate ever or the most watched debate of the season? It, I don't know where it is right now. 7.6 million people this ABC debate drew. It's the most of the year. So of all of the debates that have happened this year, this one was the most watched. And I just thought Ron Paul was so knock-em-out awesome with this. I wanted to play the audio on the air for anyone who hasn't heard this. This is Ron Paul. We'll stop down, maybe add in a little bit to what he said, because he is still nailed to the clock in some of these debates and can only say so much. But some of the things he said, they made my heart swoon a little bit, and I felt really, I was blown away by his performance. So this is from this weekend's debate on ABC. It's the Ron Paul highlights.
As a time frame and an idea.
My approach is slightly different, where I think all for less taxes and less regulations, we recognize this. But I emphasize the fact that you have to know why we have a recession, why we have unemployment before you can solve the problem. And the financial bubbles are created by excessive credit and stimulation by the Federal Reserve. And then you have bubbles and you have to have a correction. This stimulus creates excessive debt and malinvestment. As long as you don't correct that and you maintain the debt and the malinvestment, you can't get back to economic growth again. Unfortunately, so far, what we have done is we have not liquidated the debt. We have dumped the debt on the American people through TARP funding and as well as the Federal Reserve. So the debt is dumped on the people. And what did we do? We bailed out the people that were benefiting during the formation of the bubble. So as long as we do that, we're not going to have economic growth. We did the same thing in the Depression. The Japanese are doing it right now. So it's time we liquidate the debt and look at monetary policy and then, of course, lower taxes. And I would like to do in the first year, cut $1 trillion because that is the culprit. Big spending and big government.
I want to move on.
He's great. I mean, I'm just so impressed with Ron Paul. And some of the statements that he makes coming up were what really pushed me over the edge. I said to myself, I've got to give this guy some more money because I've given him a couple $100 thus far. I gave him some on the, the money bomb day or whatever, the one on November 5th. I did that. And then I gave him $500 this weekend because I just thought his performance was so spectacular. If he's going to keep this up, it's more than worth, you know, being able to reach as many people as possible with his ideas. And of course, he's actually lived through the Depression, Ron Paul. And unlike the rest of these candidates, he's the one of the oldest presidential candidates of all time.
He looks good.
He looks good. He's healthy. He's got it together. I mean, he stumbles a little bit here and there, but the best of us would stumble at in a high pressure situation like this. So continue.
I can to another question, which represents some of the urgent and tough choices presidents have to make, because this one is coming up soon, December 31st, and it is the payroll tax cut. And as we know, the payroll tax cut, which funds the Social Security fund in this country, is part of the argument, part of the debate, part of the consideration about the economy in this country right now. And by some estimates, if this tax cut expires on December 31st, it could add as much as $1,000 to the tax burden of American working families. And I know you are divided down the middle.
Congressman Paul, 30 seconds rebuttal to Senator.
Well, I want to extend the tax cut, because if you don't, you raise the taxes. But I want to pay for it. And it's not that difficult. In my proposal, my budget, I want to cut hundreds of billions of dollars from overseas. The trust fund is gone. But how are we going to restore it? We have to quit the spending. We have to quit this being the policeman of the world. We don't need another war in Syria and another war in Iran. Just get rid of the embassy in Baghdad. We're pretending we're coming home from Baghdad. We built an embassy there that costs $1 billion, and we're putting 17,000 contractors in there and pretending our troops are coming home. I could save the money, and we don't have to raise taxes on Social Security tax.
I want to bring Congressman Paul in on this, because Congressman, you've been running ads that are quite tough. Quite tough on Speaker Gingrich here in Iowa this week.
This is interesting, because they basically, Ron is such a gentleman, he's not going to just, at least from my observations of how he behaves, he's not just going to open up on Newt Gingrich just out of the blue. But the guy asking the question here, I think it's Stephanopoulos, he basically gives him the opening that he needs to do it, and gives him the chance to attack the top front runner, the alleged front runner, right? So we'll get to what Ron Paul has to say with his critique of this Gingrich character here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. And coming up, Ron Paul will utter one of my favorite phrases, and that I was so elated to hear on national television. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You are invited to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we invite you on over to the website, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Tis the holiday shopping season, and you may very well be looking for gifts for friends, family members, whoever, bosses. You can always go to shop.freetalklive.com and connect to Amazon there. We've got all, you know, it's Amazon. You can just click through our affiliate links and you can buy pretty much anything you might want because Amazon sells all kinds of categories of products and you get the great, same great Amazon deals you're used to, like free Super Saver shipping on brand new items. A lot of their brand new items have that option.
and the great prices and service and everything. It's just that you're entering through Free Talk Live's affiliate link, so we'll get a cut of the sale that you make through shop.freetalklive.com.
I love Amazon's food selection.
Have you been buying it through their grocery?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of foods like unshredded, unsweetened coconut, for example, that if you were to buy at the store is really expensive because you'd have to go into like the fruity natural
section.
Like a boutique
product kind
of. Right, right. I mean, and so I've been looking on, I've been comparing prices at several stores in Amazon, and you can just really, you save a ton of money in Amazon. And there's tons of different brands, tons of size options, so I've really been enjoying Amazon for food lately.
It's mostly dried food, though. They're not, yeah. they're not doing refrigerated stuff at the moment,
yeah.
Right? So, yeah, anything that you can store in a pantry, you can buy through Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. So, bitcoins, they're the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. And I have to say, they're pretty exciting. They're jumping up in popularity over time, and there's nothing else quite like it out there. It's completely decentralized, meaning there's no central Bitcoin office that the feds can go in and raid. That just doesn't exist. There is no Bitcoin corporation. It's just open source software written by a group of people who give a damn about monetary freedom and flexible currency that's not being operated by some government. And they can't be counterfeited nor inflated. And they can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. Now you can get them with a credit card or PayPal through memorydealers.com. You can actually buy physical Bitcoins that you can hold into your hands and can be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great Christmas gifts and conversation starters as well. So go to memorydealers.com, be part of the currency that is transforming the world. And learn more, by the way, about Bitcoins over at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com. So we continue. Ron Paul at the debate this weekend in Iowa, ABC's debate, most watched debate of the year, 7.4 million people tuning in to see Ron Paul clean the floor with these other candidates. Now, honestly, I didn't watch the whole debate. I just watched the Ron Paul highlights, which is what we're going to share with you. But I don't need to know what those other people said. I can predict it. Warmonger, Muslims, kill them all. Gay people are bad. Just go down the list of stereotypical Republican or, ultra-conservative positions, and it's likely they were spewed at this debate.
I saw a commercial by Rick Perry. Now, I've never heard this guy say anything in my life, so this is my first impression of him. He hates gay people. He pretty much said this. He said
he's probably closeted.
Yeah, well, that's funny. That's what I thought. I think I said that out loud when I saw it. But basically, he said that he doesn't like it that gays can run rampant in our military, and he's going to be fighting Obama's war against religion.
So let's jump into this debate here.
It's funny. I just thought of this. It's really funny that all these Republican Christians, they love war so much, yet they hate that there's a war on Christmas and there's a war on religion. You know what I mean?
Like, live by the sword, die by the sword.
Yeah.
And by the way, Ron Paul's a Christian, but he's the kind of Christian that actually, respects other human beings and doesn't want to kill them and slaughter them. Who would use a Jesus bomb anyway? So they give Ron an opening here, which allowed him to kind of go after one of the other candidates, which I've never seen Ron Paul do before. And it was very interesting because, he carved him up.
You're in Iowa this week, accusing him of, quote, and this is a quote from your ad, serial hypocrisy.
Talking about Newt Gingrich.
Why do you think Speaker Gingrich is a hypocrite?
Well, he's been on different positions, on so many issues, single payer. He's taken some positions that are not conservative. He supported the TARP funds. And the other thing that really should have annoyed a lot of people, he received a lot of money from Freddie Mac. Now, Freddie Mac is essentially a government organization. While he was earning a lot of money from Freddie Mac, I was fighting over a decade to try to explain to people where the housing bubble was coming from. So Freddie Mac is bailed out by by the taxpayer. So in a way, Newt, I think you probably got some of our taxpayers' money. they got taxes, they got money out, and they're still getting bailed out. But you're a spokesman for them, and you receive money for them. So I think this is something that the people ought to know about. But there's been many positions, and you have admitted many of the positions where you have changed positions. But, you know, if you were looking for a consistent position, you know, I think there's be a little bit of trouble anybody competing with me on consistency.
Ron Paul is normally a pretty humble guy, and he manages to come off still as being humble and kind when essentially pointing out it's the truth. I mean, Ron Paul is consistent. Go ahead, playback. There's the videos are popping up on YouTube from the 1980s, where in the 90s, where Ron Paul is you know saying the same stuff he's always said. And he hasn't changed his position. Not that changing your position is a bad thing. I think that people, you know, change over time. I think it's okay to, you know, have a different position today than you might have in the past. If you're moving in the right direction, if you're moving towards more freedom, if, you know, you used to hold anti-freedom positions and then you go towards freedom positions, that's the kind of change that I'd like to see. This Newt character is certainly not one of those people.
Well, it's not that they change their mind either. What they do is they sort of don't really, for the most part, they don't really take a position. They kind of give the muddled, not really answers so that they can get everybody's vote. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Politicians are great at dodging questions.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think that they, I don't even necessarily believe that politicians like Newt Gingrich, which I honestly have never heard the guy say one word, so I'm just assuming here, but typical politicians, I'm not even sure that what they say is what they really believe.
Great point.
Like,
how would you ever know?
Right. Ron Paul, he believes this. He's a principled man. These are his beliefs. And, you know, even though they have changed a little bit over time, they've sort of evolved. I think
perhaps so.
He's definitely seems a little more radical than he used to.
More,
he used to be a little softer.
Yeah.
About it. You know, but he's principled. He means what he says, and
he votes the way he
exactly.
says, too, and you can look at that as well.
He's not your average politician who just says whatever is necessary to get elected for whatever audience they're in front of at that moment.
Right. He says what he believes and stands behind it and continues taking that position over the years and gains respect from people because of that.
And it's not like it's a popular opinion either. So,
well, certainly,
I mean, that shows how principled he really is.
Exactly. And it wasn't popular 4 years ago, and it's still probably not popular today, but it's more popular now than it's ever been because Ron Paul has stood firm by it, and he's been right. People have to admit, those who've been paying attention have to admit, Ron Paul was right about the economic downturn. He was right about the bubble, and you know it's hard to ignore that stuff if you're paying attention. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. 1-855-450-3733. More Ron Paul highlights coming up here, and your calls as well about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. HealthHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. The number, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. I'm gushing over Ron Paul tonight because he just did such an amazing job over the weekend at the Iowa debate on ABC, which was the most watched debate of the entire year. And thank goodness, because, well, it was Ron's best. The best I've ever seen. So we'll continue with some of those highlights. Also going to take your calls as well. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the website, freetalklive.com, and get interactive there. Grab archives. We've got a lot of them. They go all the way back to late 2006. All of it free over at freetalklive.com. So, also, want to let you know about Ruger and their Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle that will deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all, bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical, tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, it's the one rifle to have. If you can only have one, that's Ruger.com. As we go to you and your thoughts, I believe this is Telness listening in Los Angeles. Did I get that right? Telness?
Oh, no, it's Thomas.
It's what?
Thomas.
Thomas, okay.
Yes.
So, Thomas, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say, I just barely discovered your guys' radio show, and I like what I'm hearing so far.
Well, welcome, sir. How did you discover Free Talk Live? Was it online?
Well, I was just on the internet, and I'm a libertarian, so I just wanted to see if there are any libertarian podcasts. So I just Googled libertarian podcasts, and I clicked on a couple links, and then there was a link for Free Talk Live, and that's how I discovered you guys.
Okay, excellent. So what did you want to share tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say I love this debate, and I loved Ron Paul's performance on it. other candidates, you just can't trust them because they flip-flop all over the place, and they're probably going to look for any excuse to go to a war with Iran.
Absolutely, and any time they end up sounding like Ron Paul, they're only doing it so they can pander to his fans. And that's why I think that later in this debate, you'll hear the audio when we play it back, but if you watched it already, you know what we're talking about. But later, they give him props. A couple of the candidates just kind of blow some smoke at Ron Paul.
Yeah, they grit their teeth and they show a fake smile and they say, yeah, Ron, you're so great.
Well, and you have to ask yourself, why would they do that? They certainly didn't have to, so why would they do it? I think it's because they want Ron Paul's fans to think, oh, yeah, so-and-so is pretty cool. He seems to like Ron Paul. And maybe maybe they think it'll bring him on board or bring him back on board if they've switched to Ron Paul. It's like a desperate attempt to seem relevant or something like
that. Yeah, I mean, Ron Paul fans are smarter than that. There's no way they're even going to.
Well, I think you're probably right about that in general, like the fans of Ron Paul. But there are a lot of, kind of fence-sitting types of folks or people that have maybe just stuck their toe in the Ron Paul pool. So they may be vulnerable to tactics like that. But one thing's for sure, if they're paying attention and if you're paying attention, you can't not figure out that Ron Paul's got principle and these other people don't. At least I hope. I hope people aren't so dense. To look past that.
I mean, with the Christian right, I know he's probably not popular with them because, he doesn't want any kind of constitutional amendment for banning gay marriage or banning abortion or anything. So I think he loses a lot of points with the Christians on that one.
Well, I see where you're coming from, and certainly they would, they would have their critiques of Ron Paul. But on the other hand, I think Ron Paul would respond by saying something like, yeah, but at the same time, I'm not going to force anybody else's religion on you, and, I'm not going to force you to pay for abortions that you don't want to support. So from that perspective, I mean, Ron Paul is a Christian, and he's got a certain belief system about things like abortion, but he at least understands that it's not a federal issue, so he doesn't have to really even take a stand on it. His stand can basically be, well, I don't think it's right personally, but I wouldn't stop it, and I wouldn't prohibit it, and I wouldn't force people to pay for it. I would get the federal government out of it entirely. And I think that, that may have resonance with some of them. But you're right. If somebody is that kind of control freak Christian mentality, then, yeah, they're not going to be turned on by Ron Paul at all. Thomas, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I really like the show, and I'll keep listening to it.
All right. Welcome aboard. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. So Ron Paul just asked about Newt Gingrich and why he's a hypocrite, and Ron just called him right out. So that's where we're going to pick up this debate, the debate highlights from this weekend.
Well, first of all, as you say in your own, normally in your own speeches, the housing bubble came from the Federal Reserve inflating the money supply. Now, that's the core of the housing bubble. And I happen to be with you on auditing the Fed and, frankly, on firing Bernanke. Second, I was never a spokesman for any agency. I never did any lobbying for any agency. I offered strategic advice. I was in the private sector, and I was doing things in the private sector.
The audience laughs at him.
I know. I thought that was really funny. And I believe in the video, when the audience was laughing, Ron Paul had a big smile
on
his face.
Yeah, he did. He just looks like a fool. I mean, this isn't fooling. You're not fooling anybody, dude. Oh, I was in the private sector, so it's okay. I can just work with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or whatever.
Yeah.
And when you're in the private sector and you have a company and you offer advice like McKinsey does, like a bunch of other companies do, you're allowed to charge money for it.
So what about
it's called free enterprise.
It's the taxpayers' money, though. We had to bail these people out. Shin vote.
Yeah, it's not free enterprise when you're doing deals with government agencies.
Yeah.
If the money's coming from people involuntarily, that's not free enterprise. It's not free market. And clearly the audience knows you're a joke because they laughed at you. And I thought that was awesome. Anyway, we'll continue.
First, consider marital fidelity when making their choices for president. Congressman Paul, what's your view on this?
I think character is obviously very important. I don't think it should be necessary to have to talk about it. I think it should show through in the way we live.
Right. And I just saw a headline today that this Newt character is talking about he's going to sign an infidelity pledge.
What does that mean?
Meaning he's, I mean, I haven't read the pledge, but he obviously he's not going to sign a pledge to say he's going to commit adultery. So he's going to sign a pledge basically saying that he will be true to his wife.
Okay.
Right. Because that means something, right? Like if you're going to be a cheater, if you would have been a cheater, but you then signed a pledge, that's going to stop you from cheating on your wife. Taking a pledge. Just like somebody lying in court. Just because they raise their hand and say,
I
swear.
Oh, I love that. Or the Bible. That yeah. cracks me up. Now you're under oath.
Right.
Okay. So is lightning bolts going to rain from the sky and take
exactly.
me out?
You're either honest or you're not. And as Ron Paul's pointing out here, it either, you know, your fidelity either shines through in your character or it doesn't. The idea that you'd have to take a pledge to show the voters that you care about your loved ones or your wife.
I think it should show through in your marriage, and I happen to have been married for 54 years and
wow.
a family person, but I don't think we should have to talk about it. But you know what probably is every bit as important, if your marriage vows are important, what about our oath of office? That's what really gets to me. That's where you're really on the line as a public figure, and that's where I think a lot of people come up real short, because there's many times that I've been forced to Congress because I take my oath very seriously. I end up sometimes, believe it or not, voting all by myself, thinking that why aren't they people paying attention? Why don't they read Article 1, Section 8? You know, if we took that oath of office seriously in Washington, we'd get rid of 80% of the government. The budget would be balanced. We'd have sound money, and we would have prosperity, and we wouldn't be the policemen of the world. We wouldn't have a Federal Reserve System, and we wouldn't be invading the privacy of every single individual in this country with bills like the Patriot Act. We'd have a free society and a prosperous society.
Oh, man. That was where I really started to swoon this weekend, was that one.
Yeah, I mean.
Just talking about invading people's privacy, which is, you know, something that all these conservative Republican types want to do. They want to get in your bedroom. They want to tell you who you can, you know, who you can and can't have sex with and get married to and what drugs you can take and what you can't. And Ron Paul doesn't want to do any of that stuff. And he's proud of his position and not afraid to show it. 855-453, the toll-free number. There's more Ron Paul on the way here, because unlike that one debate where we only got 90 seconds, this whole clip total is like 13 minutes long. It's Free Talk Live.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
We invite you on over to the website at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in various different ways, including our bulletin board system. Go and post messages to other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And it is the holiday shopping season, but sometimes you got to get a little something for yourself. And you can do that with Audible.com. In fact, you can go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's still Audible. It's one of their sites. It's just they've been doing some podcast advertising, and they've selected Free Talk Live, as they have in the past. We've had them on board before, and they're back to let you know that you can browse their library of over 100,000 titles. We're talking about books here, audio versions of books in categories like classics, business, fiction, history, erotica, romance, mysteries, thrillers, sci-fi and fantasy, self-development, kids and young adult categories. Look, if you want to listen to it, Audible has it. And you can find what you're looking for over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You'll get a free audiobook. So treat yourself to whatever book you've been wanting to read over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You get a free audiobook and a 14-day trial. If you've never tried an audiobook before, I mean, you're already listening to something right now. It's just a matter of, you know, downloading the MP3 and then putting it on whatever listening device is convenient for you, whether that's an audio CD or it's, you know, your MP3 player, whatever it takes. It's available over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
I've been thinking about doing something like this in my car because I've decided that... Excuse me, that my car is where music goes to die.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, because, you know, you can only have so many CDs, and it's like I get so sick of burning them, so I got mm-hmm. the same 30 CDs in my car. My music collection on my computer is quite larger, but I just don't want to take the time to burn the CDs, and then they're in my car, so I just listen to them over and over and over again.
And so anything in
my car, I don't ever want to listen to again. It makes me want to puke.
So I see.
Yeah, so I've decided that CDs, the car is where CDs go to die, and I want to stop listening to music in the car in certain circumstances.
So like, you're going to start doing audio.
Maybe. I mean, if it's like a far drive, I like music. You know what I mean? But like, just, I'm so sick of like getting sick of my music because I love it. But it's like I hear the same stuff over and over.
So now you have one of those cars where you don't have a newer stereo
no.
in it. But if you have the newer stereos, they're coming out with USB ports on them, where I'm sure you've seen this, where you can just take a little flash drive and plug it in there. So whether you're playing music or you're playing audiobooks, it makes it easy. Because putting audiobooks on physical CDs can be, you know, a trick. You know, because you may still have to have more than one CD unless your car has an MP3 CD player. If you've got an MP3 CD player, it makes it a lot easier to play back things like audiobooks on CD. But if you got one of those USB drive, it makes it easy, period. You don't have to waste a bunch of CDs. You can just pull the USB drive into your computer and then, you know, basically reflash it with new files whenever you get something new. So audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your first audiobook free, and again, the 14-day trial as well. You really can't beat it, and audiblepodcast.com has a huge selection. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Continuing here with highlights from the Ron Paul highlights. I mean, what other highlights would there be? Of the ABC debate over the weekend, Ron Paul really shining and, in my opinion, hitting his stride, really getting comfortable up on stage. He's finally done enough of these debates to be willing to kind of stand up for himself and not get as kind of pushed around as he has in the past. And I was so impressed by this. I went immediately after I saw this and went on his website, ronpaul2012.com, and I donated $500 more dollars to his campaign, because if he keeps doing awesome, I'm going to keep putting money in his campaign, because nobody is bringing people to the message of liberty like Ron Paul.
Well, I think one of the things that's so important or like really fascinating about it is that Ron Paul is a Republican candidate, and there have certainly been libertarians that have run, but you don't,
right.
Nobody gets to hear their message.
And they certainly don't get to hear their message juxtaposed to the other mainstream candidates. I remember when I was watching the Libertarian candidates earlier in the portion of the aughts, the last decade we were in, I would always watch the third-party debates, which is something that you really would only see on C-SPAN. And basically, they'd get the Green Party guy, and they'd get the Natural Law Party or the Constitution Party, you know, whoever the main larger third parties were, and then the Libertarian, and they'd get them into a debate. And it would always be entertaining. It would always be interesting. And I'd always think to myself, boy, it sure would be neat to actually have this Libertarian guy in with the big guys, you know,
right.
With the big parties. And it's happening. I mean, the only thing that could be better than this is if Ron Paul actually wins the primary, and then the other candidate, presumably Obama, will have to, you know, debate
him. Oh, that
him.
Would be so awesome, wouldn't
yeah.
it, Obama versus Ron Paul?
To have Ron Paul one-on-one with any candidate like that would be incredible.
And, I mean, to think about him versus Obama for a second, like, he would have so much on top of Obama, because Obama had all these promises in 2008,
man.
Like the wars and stuff, and
yeah.
he hasn't come through on any of them. In fact,
nope.
He has engaged more wars. So to see him versus Ron Paul, I mean, Ron Paul could just tear him to shreds.
You know, it wouldn't be surprising if Obama just turned down the debates. Just didn't want to do it. Let's continue, though, here with more Ron Paul from this weekend's debate in Iowa.
Speaker Gingrich caused something of a stir overnight in the Middle East with comments he made in an interview with the Jewish Channel, in which he called the Palestinians an invented people. And I just wondered, Congressman Paul, if I can start with you. Do you agree with that characterization, that the Palestinians are an invented people?
No, I don't agree with that. And that's just stirring up trouble. And I believe in a non-interventionist foreign policy. I don't think we should get in the middle of these squabbles. But to go out of our way to say that so-and-so is not a real people. Technically and historically, yes, you know, under the Ottoman Empire, the Palestinians didn't have a state, but neither did Israel have a state then, too. But this is how we get involved in so many messes, and I think it just fails on the side of practicing a little bit of diplomacy, getting ourselves into trouble, mentioning things that are unnecessary. The people in those regions should be dealing with these problems. We shouldn't be dealing with these things, but historically, under the Ottoman Empire, that is technically correct. But to make these decisions and deciding what the settlement is going to be should be the people that are involved. This idea that we can be the policemen of the world and settle all these disputes, I mean, soon we'll have to quit because we're flat-out broke, but we cannot continue to get into these issues like this and getting ourselves into more trouble.
We have a question on...
Yay for Ron.
I was just going to say, I absolutely love that he basically says, who cares? Because it's a stupid question.
Yeah.
Who cares if Palestine is a state or not? It's not our business or our problem at all. Let them decide.
But of these mainstream candidates seem to think that, you know, they've just got to harp on what is going on around the world as though there aren't enough problems right here in the U.S.
Well, and a lot of our problems come from this very harping, because like he said, we, and I shouldn't even say we.
It's the one of the critiques I have about Ron.
But I realize that, like, as a politician, I feel like you kind of have to embrace the, like, we as a nation.
You think so? Well, I think he could have. I think it would be incredible if Ron Paul got up there and said they did this and they did that, because he didn't vote for it.
I agree with that, and I agree with, like, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he meant it literally. I think it's really easy to say things like that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're all indoctrinated into this, and it's difficult to
and
break that habit.
And I also think that it may be a little bit, like, I don't know, charismatic. Like people like to think, like, we're in this
together.
You know what I mean? So I think that it may be a little more charismatic to say, like, we...
I get it. I think it may be a little pandering, but that's okay. You know, he is a politician. and it's a minor critique.
Well, I don't even think that it has to be even a politician. I think from, like, a marketing standpoint, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that it's fake, necessarily. I think
no,
that
I don't think
just,
it's fake either.
Like, we are all in this together. Right. We have to solve these problems.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I don't think it's fake. I think it's just old habit. It's just something
yeah.
that...
I mean, honestly, he probably just said it because that's what... I catch myself doing it all the time.
Absolutely.
It's just an accident.
And you just have to be aware of it. The only way you can ever stop using that collectivist speak, like, we invaded Iraq, when Ron Paul didn't invade it. He certainly didn't support it, and he wasn't there with a helmet on, so he didn't do it. You didn't do it, probably, unless you were actually invading Iraq. So I think it's important to speak accurately, but on the other hand, I understand all the points you're making, and I think that it's just people are just so used to that. That it
right.
may be too shocking. You're right. If Ron Paul came out there and said they did this and they did that, meaning the government versus us, it may be too...
Well, I think he does say that sometimes, too. I mean, he says, you know, government is big, you guys voted this way, and I didn't.
Good point. All right, 855-453. We still have more Ron Paul. He is knocking it out of the park, and I think it's great news. More coming up here, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves and share your thoughts on Ron or whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.